Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. It's January 19th, 2016. It's 8 a.m., and I come to you from Central West Virginia. I want to go today, if we could, I want to talk about a very important subject. God's people need a touch of God. God's church needs to be lifted up by the Spirit and by the power of God. The Word of God declares that if any man hunger and thirst after righteousness, he shall be filled. God told Moses, he said, "Go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let my people go that they might worship me in the wilderness." And God will have a church, the Bible declares, without spot and without wrinkle. Upon this rock, Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against that which I have established, that which I have purchased, that which I am the head of and the chief cornerstone of." So God is going to pour out of his Spirit and heal his people that we might bring the full gospel to the world. I believe that the time for many of us to be limping around is just about over, that God is going to touch us in a mighty way. If we want and we call on his name, the Bible declares he will deliver us. So there is going to be times of refreshing for God's people. The Word of God says in Acts 3:19, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." You see, what he said you must do, though, you must repent. You must be converted. You must turn, the Bible says, that your sins may be blotted out, which is only done by what the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did at the cross. The entity or the institution, the divine institution that God is going to use in the earth is the church. Now, we've got a lot of problems in the church. We've got a lot of situations and circumstances and failures and arguments and divisions, but the Bible declares that there's coming a day when people will see eye to eye. I believe that God is going to bring down barriers. He's going to repair the breach, that men and women of God are going to have one common mind and one common purpose, that once again the church is going to lift up the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which he said, "If you do this, then I will draw all men unto me." Now, programs aren't going to do it. Entertainment's not going to do it. Gospel groups aren't going to do it. It's going to be the drawing of the Spirit of an almighty God. A man or woman coming in to preach is not going to do it. "It's not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord." So God will raise up his people in these last days and prepare them and strengthen them for the task that is at hand. The church is still on the earth, so we have a job to do. So we need to join arms, get rid of our pettiness, lay aside, the Word of God says in Hebrews chapter 12, lay aside every weight that's just so easily beset us, and we've all got them. The Bible declares it's the little foxes that destroys the vines. It's the little no harms in our lives that the Spirit of God wants to get out of our lives, our little private wars, our private battles that we fight. But in Isaiah 60:1, God speaking to the land of Israel, and I believe the church is a type or of Israel, or spiritual Israel. He says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." Rise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. In other words, pick up your head Amen. Encourage yourself as David did at Ziklag. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Look what he's done for you in the past. And the Word of God declares he hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's already promised by no means will he ever leave us or forsake us. That the work that he started in us, he will certainly finish. In Psalms 3:3, the psalmist said, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're my glory, and you are the lifter of my head." You know, we don't need to be on artificial life support. We need to, the life support needs to come from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which he said, "I come that you might have life and you might have more abundant life." We haven't begun to tap in to the promises of God and what God has prepared for those that believe and call on his name. We haven't begun to tap into the strength that he has for us. We haven't begun to tap into the love that he has for us. He certainly doesn't mean to do us harm. The Bible says he don't think evil against us. Jeremiah 29:11 says that he knows the plans and the thoughts that he has towards us to give us an expected end, to prosper us in the spirit. But God Almighty is the lifter of our head. In Malachi 4:2, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." If we fear his name, the Son of Righteousness, which is pointing to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will arise in our lives with healing in his wings. First of all, we've got to confess that we need healing, that we need deliverance, that there's weaknesses in our lives that we want the Spirit of God to shore up. In Psalms 94:14, "For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance." The Bible declared we are sealed by the Holy Ghost power of an almighty God. The Word of God declares we are kept by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We have peace of mind through the chastisement that he received in Pilate's courtyard, going to the cross and on the cross. God will by no means leave us nor forsake us. The Bible declares in Matthew 5:6, "Blessed are you which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you shall be filled." There again, there's a hunger factor, a point of being desperate. I don't think we're desperate enough for the things of God. I believe we have the attitude sometimes we can take them or we can leave them. But I'm going to let you know shortly today that the day is coming when you are going to need the strength of an almighty God. So it's time that we shore up in the Word. It's time that we put on the whole armor of God. It's time that we trust in Jesus Christ and in him only, and lift him up, as I said before, that all men might be drawn unto him. The Bible declares, if you hunger and thirst, the psalmist David said, as a deer that panteth after the water, so does my soul pant after you. How bad, how hungry are we for the things of God? What will we give up to receive the touch of an almighty God? In Zechariah 4:10, the Word of God says, "For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall be the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole." Zerubbabel was trying his best to rebuild the temple. And he was receiving much opposition. And the Spirit of God spoke, said, "Listen, it might look like a small beginning or a small thing, but I'm going to put my hand upon it, and what I put upon it will be blessed." The book of Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." There's a weariness sometimes that comes in our lives, the tardiness that makes our head drop down. Like I said in Psalms 3:3, the Lord is the lifter of our head. He is our strength. He is our power. He is our high tower. He is our present help in the time of trouble. Don't get weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. 1 Corinthians 3:7 declares, "So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that gives the increase." The one who blesses the seed, the one who brings forth the harvest. The one whose life we draw upon. Jesus said, He said, I am the vine and ye are the branches, and the branches by no means can live apart of the vine. He said, my Father is the husbandman. So our strength comes today from the power and from the Spirit of an almighty God. In Joel 2, the Word of God declares a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there hath not been here the like, neither shall there any more after it, even to the years of many generations. The Word of God says in Joel 2, He says, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall have dreams, and your young men shall have visions. He said he'd pour out of his Spirit. In Matthew 16:18, he says, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Going back to Joel, we see a dark and a gloomy day. But he says, in that dark and that gloomy day, I will pour out of my Spirit. We live in a dark and a gloomy time now, so to speak. Darkness is trying to cover the earth. The powers of darkness are moving and positioning for the coming of the Antichrist. And the new world order is on the horizon. So, naturally, more persecution is going to come to the body of Christ. We are the light. And the Bible says if we are that light, that we don't hide it on a hill or cover it up with a bushel. We are to shine in these last days for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says in Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He said, I'll never leave you, or neither will I ever forsake you. Promise today. We trust in Him. We hold up the bloodstained banner of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word of God declares in Isaiah 9:2, said the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. This is a prophecy of the coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who brings light to a darkened world. As He brought it to a darkened world, so does He bring light to our souls today. We need that light of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shining in our lives, and the enemy does everything he can to dampen and to cover that light that who not shine in our lives. What did I say in Malachi 4:2? For those that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall, nurtured and kept by the Spirit and by the power of God. The Word of God declares in Isaiah 30:26, a day coming, moreover, the light of the moon shall be the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord binds up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wounds. Isaiah chapter 1 declares that from the head to the bottom of the feet, there's no soundness found in it. But I want to let you know today that the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has come to lift us up, to heal us, to deliver us, to take away our sin and our reproach and our guilt and our shame. For this reason was the Son of God manifested, he might destroy the works of the devil. In Isaiah 52:2, shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. We read, I believe it was yesterday, a Smyrna, the church. He said, Satan shall cast some of you into prison for a period of time. But he said, be faithful even unto death. And he promises us a crown of life. He promises us he'll never leave us. In Ephesians 5:14, wherefore he says, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Isaiah 60:2 says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Darkness here means the ways of this world, which is misery, and death, and sorrow, and sickness, and wickedness, and perversion. and all things that we see going on around and about us. But he says gross darkness shall cover the people. That means in Hebrew a thick cloud, oppression, depression, a spirit of heaviness and gloom and hopelessness. This is where the enemy wants to put us. This is where the enemy wants to position us. This is what the enemy wants to do, is destroy our faith. But the word of God declares, but the Lord shall arise. The Lord shall arise, and his glory shall be seen upon us. This is God's promise. He's going to have a glorious church. He is going to bring it together, and out of it shall flow the gifts of the Spirit, and signs and wonders, and salvation shall be found in the house of God. Truth, once again, will be preached from the pulpits. There'll be no form godliness denying the power thereof. Truth, the Word of God says, to know the truth, it'll set me and you free. The sons, the Word of God declares that the Son sets us free. Glory to God. But the Lord shall rise and shoot forth beams to appear. His glory shall be seen, which glory means weight in a good sense, the weight of his glory. In Isaiah 61:3, to point them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil of the joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. The Hebrew word for the glory right here is a weight, something that settles on us. Just as they waited in the upper room, and the Spirit of God come upon them, and Pentecost happened in Acts chapter 2, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit happened, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. The Spirit of God breaks that heaviness off of us. He said, read that again, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we might be called the trees of righteousness. James 1:17 says, for every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The same yesterday, today, and forever. God is about to speak, I believe, to the powers of darkness concerning his people. In Zechariah 3:2, we have of the Lord, as Satan was accusing Joshua, the high priest, God stepped in. And he said in Zechariah 3:2, and the Lord said unto Satan, Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that have chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. It is not this brand plucked out of the fire. Joshua did nothing. He was standing with his head bowed. He was standing there beat up by the powers of darkness. He was standing there, and the Word of God declares, in filthy garments. But God, through grace and through mercy, interceded and stepped in and said, enough is enough. This is what he's going to do for his people. I believe that today. I believe that. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you. My. And is this not a brand that's plucked out of the fire? Is this one that I have not chosen? Ephesians 1:14 declares, we've all been chosen according as he hath chosen us in him for the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. The Bible declares we are a holy generation. Isaiah 16:3 says, and the Gentiles shall come to light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. This is the light that we shine will draw many in these last days. How many people out there need help today? But God has to heal some wounds in his church, amongst his people. Glory to God. And Isaiah 49:6, and he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be any servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore and preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to be to the Gentiles, and thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. The Bible declares we are called to preach the gospel. We are called to preach the gospel into all the worlds and every nation. We have the Lord telling Satan, for Pharaoh to let his people go, that we might worship him without heaviness and without resistance. In Acts 3:19, repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. This is the verse I read at the first of the broadcast. The times of refreshing, but let us repent. Let us lay aside every weight that so easily besets. Let us lay before the Lord and say, Lord, you clean me. Place in me a new heart, a new spirit. Make me what you want me to be, because I can't do this by myself. I don't have the strength or the power. Joel 2:23 says, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month together. But we must be positioned for the rain by laying aside, by repenting, while getting ourselves right with God, while getting in our prayer closets and dealing with the inner man, to search out our own salvation with trembling and with fear. The Word of God declares that we can let the cares of this temporal life drown out our hope of eternal life. In the book of Colossians 3:2 says, set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. 2:14 says, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Well, God is going to touch his people. I believe that today. He's going to strengthen his people. The Bible says, knock and it shall be opened, seek and ye shall find. Amen. God is not slack concerning his promises. He is not a man that he should lie, the Word of God declares. Glory to God. The Word of God declares in Isaiah 58:8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. So we lean on those everlasting arms of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against that which I have established and I have purchased with my own blood. God is going to help his people and strengthen us in the days to come to do whatever he's called us to do, to finish with strength, to sprint to the finish line. Paul said, I've kept the faith. He said, I've fought the good fight. Glory to God. May that be our testimony, that we've kept the faith and we've fought the good fight and we've held on. Glory to God. Amen. What did he tell them? He said, love not your lives even to the death. He said, when Satan cast you in prison, he says, resist. Trust me. I won't leave you where you are at. And he won't. Job said, I know that my Redeemer lives, and I'll wait all of my life for my change. Paul said, that which I commit unto him, he is more than able to keep unto that day. So God is going to help his people be strengthened today. Lift up your head. Let him lift up your head. Let him take the scales from our eyes. Let him rebuke the heaviness as we resist the devil. The Word of God says that. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he can destroy and seeking whom he devour. But the book of James says, submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. As we resist, as we stand on the Word of God, God supernaturally will break the bondages in our lives. And we're foolish to think that there's no bondages in our life, because the Word of God declares, when a man thinks himself to be good, he is nothing. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Even as Christians, we fail him. We fail him. But the Word of God declares he is true and faithful to forgive us if we confess our sins before him. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, invite him into your life. Believe today that God raised him from the dead through the quickening power of the Spirit of God. Believe today he ascended and sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me and for you. Repent of our sins today. renounce evil in our lives. The Bible says, turn from our wicked ways, and he will save us. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved and shall be delivered. If you need healing, the Word of God declares, by his stripes ye are healed. This is the Word of God. Healing belongs to us, according to the Word of God. Many people get upset because things don't happen overnight, but the Bible says that many were healed as they went. We believe God. You know, take somebody in your heart today that's worse off than you. There's so many today suffering so many things. Just unspeakable things going on in a lot of people's lives, losing loved ones, sickness, kids rebellious, kids and people addicted to drugs or narcotics, all kinds of bondages people are in. Pray today. Intercede. Start to intercede again today for God's people and for those outside of the ark of safety, that God would bring them in. The salvation again would be in the house of God, that once again the altars would be full, that God would draw them, that Jesus might be lifted up, that all men might be drawn unto him. Amen. He says, look up, because your redemption draws nigh. The Word of God declares, if we're oppressed or depressed, he was chastised for our peace of mind. He covered it all at the cross. He done it all. Nothing left undone. Every T crossed and every I dotted. The finished work of Jesus Christ. Until tomorrow, may God bless each and every one of you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall inherit.